really short night's work, was it worth it?
It's always worth it, Pete. The plan was to play a couple series, and disappointed 3-0 in the first one. But we moved the ball a little bit in the second one, had a sack on third down, got some points, and then we had the quick turnaround on the interception. But they wanted to give Brett a lot of opportunities.
Preseason is probably done. How did it go playing bits of two games?
Well, I'm healthy. That's a good start. It's preseason, so we don't play a whole lot anymore around here. So just kind of get in, try and find a rhythm, and get out.
You and Randall have talked about how the preseason games mean much less to you than practice. But for a guy like Brett to get all that playing time, how much does that mean to him, though?
Yeah, it's huge for a backup player. I remember as a young player how important those reps were, and getting to play a lot of time for me, in the fourth preseason game especially, was always important. Brett, get an opportunity, kind of with the way we've done things the last couple of years around here, getting a lot of opportunities in the third game is great for him. He did a nice job tonight. You know, Brett, when he gets in his rhythm, he's moving around well. He's really showed a lot, I think, in his playing time, first year, and obviously being hurt last year, but this year he's been playing really well.
What's your level of concern with the offensive line depth?
Yeah, we need to shore that up a little bit. Watch the film and see how those guys did. But we need to, it'd be nice to get Donnie back here pretty soon. He was having a great camp. We'll look at the film and see how the guys graded out. But we need to keep getting better at those backup spots, figure out who the swing tackle is going to be and who the next guard is going to be.
Aaron, you mentioned conditioning with altitude. A couple of players said they were winded. How did you feel with everything you've done in the offseason?
I mean, I barely played tonight, so I felt okay. We ran the two keeps in the first two. I felt fine on both of them. We went to no huddle a little bit. It's hard to do no huddle when you go 3-and-out. So, it's kind of a next to nothing night for me. I missed my two main throws of the night. So go back and look at the film and have a good week of practice.
Did you have much of a chance to react at all when Von Miller came in on that sack?
No, not really. That was a good move by him. He's an athletic guy. He likes to line up on our right a lot, and we had help on the outside on that play, and he just made that quick spin move inside. By the time I felt it, I was heading to the ground.
I'm just curious from your point of view, obviously some of the longest field goals in league history are here because of the thin air. On a deep bomb like the one you tried to Jordan, does the thin air affect that for?
It did. I mean, I threw that one farther than I've thrown a ball in a while, probably. you just got to remind yourself that a little bit. Same with the one that Randall. Both those throws I felt great about. The one that Jordy's probably 10 yards off. The one that Randall's about a yard off. So, disappointing.
What did you think of the fight?
Not too exciting. A lot of people paid for that. Myself included.